Reputation rules. Who is behind the recent locker break-ins?
Another locker break-in. Some snacks. Wireless earbuds. Even someone's limited edition keychain. Gone. Everyone was whispering the name Leo Park.
Always late. Where's his hoodie up indoors?
Said Madison from homeroom.
Totally has thief energy.
Ivy frowned.
That's not a real thing.
Dean glanced over.
Once people find someone to blame, they stop looking for facts.
By lunch, people had begun to believe the rumor. Mr. Campbell had even called Leo into the office and found one of the stolen items in his bag. But Ivy thought the whole thing reeked of a setup. She and Dean met up in the library after school.
Strictly speaking, I'm not hacking anything,
Dean said, typing rapidly. Ivy raised an eyebrow.
I'm just logging in,
he added.
The surveillance system's on a public IP. Not my fault they didn't change the password.
Maybe send IT an anonymous message about the password later,
Ivy said.
But for now, let's watch the footage.
Dean pulled up the security feed near Sasha's locker.
This is weird,
he said.
No angle shows the actual theft, but someone did slip something into Leo's backpack.
A figure they couldn't see clearly passed behind Leo. Bag in hand, hand in bag. Fast. They followed the footage trail to the camera near the art room. This time, Ivy spotted a jacket worn by athletes. Gold letters. M. Lynn.